go. 34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley, Air America Radio's Mornings Edition.
Yeah.
866-303-2270 is our phone number. We're talking about performance-enhancing drugs of all kinds. You know, what are the implications, right or wrong? Part of evolution? Is it inevitable? Are we going to become mutants of all kinds? Do we risk our lives to become a more efficient machine? We'll take your calls in just a second. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now, on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's having a bein', and you're about to be safe.
All right, good.
Hallelujah.
All right. As you know, Hunter S. Thompson died this week.
Yes, Mark. I am sorry for your mom.
Well, that's very nice, Lawton. Did you hear what Stephen Schwartz of the Weekly Standard said about Hunter and his work? Quote, incoherent scribblings, quote unquote, mainly noise, quote, incapable of inspiring younger readers, quote, Thompson left no authorial legacy. What an idiot. Thompson left clamor without content, he said.
Yeah. They went easy on it.
What are you talking
about? But that's to be expected under the circumstances. It's a tasteful, sensitive publication, the Weekly Standard.
Oh, my
Those
God.
Folks understand grief.
Oh, come on. They don't understand. They understand squat. Hunter S. Thompson was one of the most influential writers of his generation. He was a hero of the counterculture, my friend, a hero.
I don't want to pile on at a time like this, Mark, but the counterculture is deader than a 10-point buck at Ted Nugent's house.
Well, how can you say that, Lawton?
Well, look at a calendar. Did Peter Max do the illustration?
Oh,
does it have a picture of the moon landing on it? The 60s are over, my friend, and you lost 72-0. Thank you, Ronald Reagan, for turning the hose on that whole smelly, immoral, socialist, ungrateful, blasphemous, unpatriotic, lazy, tasteless, vegetarian, smart aleck, cowardly generation.
Wow.
The smell of patchouli was choking the American
eagle. Awful. You are in so much denial. Yeah. You're just like Schwartz, man. You have no creativity yourself, so you try to tear down anyone who does. Self-hatred. No creativity.
You know, I love creativity, okay? You give me some reruns of Matlock and a bowl of Chex Mix, and I'm a happy man. But happened in the 60s, Mark? Come on. Did anything of lasting value come from that?
Come on. Bob Dylan, John Coltrane, the Beatles, Allen Ginsberg, Jimi Hendrix, Joan Didion, Jean-Luc Godard, Hunter S. Thompson, Warhol, Martin Luther King.
Mark, I never heard of any of these folks.
What do you you? That's ridiculous. You have heard of them. You're lying to me. Yes, you have heard of them. You have.
Okay, I have. I just like to wind you up.
That's great.
But, okay, here's my real problem.
What?
Everything about the 60s was so self-indulgent.
Oh.
Dope and free love and poems that don't rhyme and facial hair. That's not a legacy. Everything was all about me. Me, 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 me. Well, let me tell you something, Mark. There's no I in America.
Well, you know, actually, there is an I in America, Lawton, and there's also a me. And those people were visionaries, my friend, and tried to see the greater possibilities in our society. Your people are all about repression, conformity, control, frightened little cowards, stifling the progress of culture. Stop it! You guys always go on and on about freedom. Well, Hunter S. Thompson was actually living it, and you hated him for it. You hate the counterculture because you hate life, Lawton. You hate life. What's the matter? What? Oh, my God.
When I was a kid, I used to read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas under the covers with a flashlight every night.
Mm-hmm.
I named my goldfish Uncle Dick.
Yep.
I read Burroughs, Ginsberg. I let my freak flag fly, Mark.
See that?
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked. Dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fit.
Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night.
Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness.
Of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sideburns, Mark.
Oh,
now, whoever thought those looked good?
Come
you can't recall. That's unhygienic.
Oh,
that's
come on.
And wearing paisley.
That was
a communist plot for sure.
Oh,
you
goodbye.
Guys
that's
lost
it. Goodbye.
To nothing.
Goodbye,
Lord. God loves you.
Goodbye.
Deal with it.
Okay. Well, I thought we were on the same team there for a second.